HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
And we were talking. The phone is listening, clearly listening to us, because we were talking this morning about, you know, that guy that tried to, he didn't try. I think he succeeded several times, according to the vet, have sex with that cat out there in Mesa. And the witness said, there's a man in a stall here who says there's a cat stuck to his penis. And then, of course, his defense was, my girthy penis wouldn't fit in a cat's anus. Innocent. Until the vet went in and said, there's some pelvic damage and some problems. This cat's been raped a couple of times. And that happened because we're in a simulation and the world doesn't work the way it should. And this is all awful. But we were talking about, would you forgive that person if, in fact, that's your family? That's somebody's
family member.
That's somebody's kid, this guy who's banging cats out there in Mesa. Or one particular cat he fell for.
We
at least he was loyal.
We know it's not somebody's dad.
Well,
we know that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
We don't know that. We haven't found that out yet. Hopefully, he's never procreated, but for the most part, we don't know that. But it's somebody's family. And I for one, am so quick, I would say I can cut that off in a heartbeat. You find out one of your a friend's family.
And if you're the girl dating him, is that cheating?
I don't know. Is it interspecies cheating? Yeah. I'm
going
to go ahead and say.
I'm
going to go ahead and say that's a relationship killer. Even if it's a girl, like if you came home and Ronnie had the cat covered in peanut butter and she's licking away, you're like, I think we're done here. I think it's enough. You could dismiss yourself from Ronnie that very second, right?
I think so.
You know, like, what do you mean you think so? I'm 100% sure that that should be a yes.
Oh, you're talking about the cat involved. I thought you meant just dismissing myself right now.
No. You can do whatever you choose to do, but let's just put the scenario of her.
Yes, it would be, came into the cat.
If she's performing catalingus when you come home and you're like, oh, well, I guess. You don't love her immediately. Like, the love is gone immediately. Like, there's no love for that person immediately. Yeah, that's gross. So now I'm getting
just
this.
The shock alone.
I would run from it. But you have to then deal with the embarrassment. So I'm getting this unbelievable.
Here, I got one question on the side of that.
Yeah.
Do you eventually tell, if that were the case in Kirby?
Well, that's the interesting thing we're about to get into, because the phone just sent me an article that said a lady's finding peace when she found out her mother was a child killer. So nobody would tell her. She was adopted, and nobody told her anything. And then so she fooled a babysitter once by saying, I know who my mom is. It's this, you know, blah, blah. And she's like, wow. And then fooled her into giving her the name of her real mother. She looked her up. Turned out this lady was murdering kids like crazy and then had to give her kids away. So then she's like, well, you're not going to love your mom. And, oh, no, it's dismissed. Biologically, that's me, but it's not who
I am.
But
it helped her with closure and knowing who her mom was?
Well, I mean, you don't know that she's a killer.
But you said she found peace.
Well, she found peace in the fact that she found out her real mom killed kids.
Yeah.
You know, every adopted kid thinks back to themselves, like, I'd kind of like to know who my real parents are.
Yeah.
But when you find out, your real parents used to slaughter children.
Yeah, if the gold miner dad went on a hatchet spree somewhere.
Yeah. If you found out your real dad, this Nimick guy, also used to chop up kids and stuff them in the gold mine he works at, you'd be like, and then that's the first you've heard of your dad.
The 23andMe would be canceled that day. I'd be like, I am Paige forever now.
I am now a new man. Yeah, that's my point. It's like, you can find out who your parents are, but you might find out that
you
used
might
to
not
chop
like
up kids.
What you find.
Yeah. So she's like, well, great. Now I've got this on me. And then she was worried, like, is that something? Am I going to be mentally disturbed now forever? And you got to dismiss that. But mainly, though, I'm talking like, you know, child killer, slaughterer. I don't think that's passed down too often.
It's not the family.
I don't think that's a hereditary.
It's not a family tradition.
Hereditary trait.
Yeah.
I don't think you're really like, well, my mother was a child killer, so I have to be careful. Because I've got it in me. It's not like alcoholism or cancer, at least so far. But, you're somebody's brother.
Now they're saying, you know, they're getting in all the whole genes being passed down. Like, this would be a gene connected to this part of the – that would cause you to do these
– murders?
Or
there's no murder
that.
Gene.
No.
No.
But they're going to you know, they're talking about programming people to have certain genes.
Oh, sure. They've been doing that for years. We can manipulate DNA and keep you.
Well, they've been looking for a soldier gene for a long time.
Oh, yeah. That's Captain America. Mm-hmm. Again, ADD. I'm just saying, the guy who was banging the cat in that bathroom in Mesa a couple days ago, to his parents out there, this is a tough day.
Sorry.
This is a tough day. Already the embarrassment of having a transient son. Turns out his...
Done meth.
Yeah. Well, we don't know that. We're assuming
it was, it was in the story.
We don't know he's hooked.
Hold on. Who do you know that's a casual meth user?
All right, let me ask you this. Hold on a second.
He just had a...
A couple people that have dabbled in meth. Let me ask you this. I, John Holmberg, come to you and say, I have a drug problem. I've been on meth for a little bit. Richard, you'd probably say, oh, my God, that's terrible. We have to help you. And say, I also... Cats. Wow, which trumps
been,
what?
It's been great these 18 years working with you.
What are you going to tell people tomorrow? You know John has a meth problem? Or...
No.
John, cats.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm adding that part of being hooked on meth. I'm putting that in the equation. You see the rotted teeth and all that? Yeah. I'm putting in shots of the violating cats.
That's you're assuming good teeth, though.
Yeah, I don't want it to go that. I want to keep this an isolated incident. I'm not going to lump all meth users into cat... people because it's only
reality.
I just feel for the parents today.
You're
somebody
right,
out
though.
There
every time I'm seen out somewhere, recognize somewhere, hey, boy, that's really weird what happened to Holmberg. Yeah. Huh,
are you talking about the meth problem? God, no, who cares about that? I'm talking about how he cats.
So did you know, the first question every time is going to be, so did you know, did you have any suspicions? What, that he was
he was on
cats?
Meth? No, the, again, quit on the meth thing. Nobody cares about that. We're talking about the cat problem. His name is Michael Navage, the cat savage, and that's his parents. That's his parents' now burden. That is the cross to bear. You are Michael Navage's mom and dad.
I just throw cat effer in there.
He is the cat, Michael Navage, the cat savage. It's the worst wrestler I've ever heard of. I don't even know what his walk-up music is. I don't want to hear it. What's up, pussycat? Anytime your defense with a lawyer is, I'm too girthy for a cat's anus. Anyway.
Yeah, there's no comma after Michael Navage the cat, comma, effing savage.
You skip the comma, and grammatically now, you are the cat. It's just like Larry talked about the other day. Right. Food can drive. Right. If without a colon in there, that scares you that a banana may pull up next to you in a Prius.
There's nobody tougher than the feline effer.
Yeah. So anyway, Michael Navage, good for you. Is Nikki Glaser coming in here in a minute? All right, we'll talk to Nikki Glaser in just a second. Maybe we'll get her opinion on cat. I thought of her last week.
Is that a deal breaker for her relationships?
Oh, yeah. I would hope so. Well, maybe not. We'll find out. Because I remember she was on Tom Segura's podcast, and I thought of her indirectly, not realizing I was thinking of her.
This is her latest tweet.
Aw. Is that a pig? She's bathing a pig in a sink.
Yep, and says, just a reminder, your favorite breakfast food enjoys gentle baths.
Our friends just got one of those.
A pig?
Yeah.
Or a sink?
Both.
Indoor plumbing?
They bought a sink for the pig. No, they got the pig.
Well,
$800.
That adorable video ruins why I was thinking of Nikki Glaser.
Yeah,
because when I had to put that butt plug in last Friday, I remembered her conversation with Tom Segura about how it made her poop.
Did that do that to you?
No, that's what I was worried about. We'll chat about that with her in a minute.
I wonder how you sidestep that.
She's at Stand Up Live this week, and we'll talk to her next. It's 98 KUPD.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.